Greetings, friends. Justin here with part two of my interview with Dorian Soto. In part one, Dorian talked about his introduction to animation and some of his training. And we begin part two talking about his first job.
So then you were doing 2D first and then over to CG work at school. Mm-hmm. And then after you got out of school, when did you get your first job?
My first job was at Sony Imageworks. And that was, wow, that was definitely baptism by fire right there. That was, holy cow. They like, the minute you get in there, it's boot camp. They train you for a week. They kind of train you in their software. And that was the other thing. I wasn't familiar with Linux. And so on top of having to get into a huge production like Green Lantern, I was also, you know, learning. Yet again, I was finding myself learning another tool.
Yeah.
But it was great. I had had a great experience. It was crazy hours, but yeah, it was awesome.
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
That was your first project.
That was my first project.
Wow. That is trial by fire. It had to be.
It was insane. Yeah. When you have them telling you, 175 frames in, 2 days, you're like, oh. You start sweating. It's like, are you kidding? I have no idea where to even begin with that, you know?
Wow.
And after I was coming out of AM, learning how to get, 10 seconds of animation done in 3 months,
Oh, so you went to Animation Mentor as
yes,
well. Okay,
yeah.
We missed that part.
Yeah.
So you did the Art Institute first and mm-hmm. then transitioned over to Animation Mentor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good part of... I think that's where I really learned how to apply what I'd learned in 2D and apply it into 3D characters. Really pushing the rigs to do what I was really wanting to do in 2D.
So how long were you working on the Green Lantern?
About 3.5 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was right around the time I always find myself... I see there's a pattern. I'm doing crunch. So doing crunch all the time. And so I'm getting a little taste of that. And it was a visual effects thing, so it was yet another challenge for me. Was the work that I was developing before, most of the animations that I was working on was very cartoony.
Yeah.
And so getting to do live action, realistic movement is mm-hmm. just, you have to put yourself in a different mindset.
You do, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't totally like 100% realistic because, again, it's kind of like a cartoon character or a comic character brought to life in,
right.
with real people. So they were probably playing with physics a little bit in that vein, weren't they? Or were they not?
Well, in the flying scenes, mostly, I would say the flying scenes felt cartoony at times. And even like some of the parts where, there's a huge explosion and Sinestro gets thrown back and he's doing this huge flip, and that had a comic book feel to it, and the poses were very comic booky, but you still had to give it the physics of realism,
yeah.
You have to make that really believable, where I think you can get away with a little cheats in cartoony characters.
Yeah, you couldn't go too far with it then.
Couldn't go too far with it, yeah. I mean, there were certain poses, if you watch some of the shots, that you can definitely see, it was like, wow, they really, there's a shot where, Sinestro's flying out from the, from talking to the Guardians, and he goes down, and it's just, definitely has a little cartoony feel to it. But still, I mean, they did a great job with giving it the realistic feel that it needed.
Well, that's it for part two. Check back in a few days for part three. Until then, take care and happy animating.